Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join us tonight on Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, everybody that's on the phone lines. Thank you so much. I can't see you, so thank you that's on the phone lines. Thank you, everybody that's online listening. I truly appreciate it. And I pray that the word of the Lord tonight will be a blessing unto you. And for those of you that enjoy the music, the song that I just played was Doxology by David and Nicole Binion, featuring Tasha Cobbs Leonard. With that being said, everybody, let's get right into the word for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord. God, I thank you for using me on tonight, Lord God, that your glory may come forth, Lord God, that somebody may be healed, delivered, set free, God, that breakthrough may come forth on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, rest on me like never before. That your people may be blessed, that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. That's Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 8 from the CEV. Jesus and his disciples crossed Lake Galilee and came to shore near the town of Gerasa. When he was getting out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit quickly ran to him from the graveyard where he had been living. No one was able to tie the man up anymore, not even with a chain. He had often been put in chains and leg irons, but he broke the chains and smashed the leg irons. No one could control him. Night and day, he was in the graveyard or on the hills, yelling and cutting himself with stones. When the man saw Jesus, in the distance, he ran up to him and knelt down. He shouted, "Jesus, Son of God in heaven, what do you want with me? Promise me in God's name that you won't torture me." The man said this because Jesus had already told the evil spirit to come out of him. It was the 70s, and a popular television show was about to lose one of its main characters. As the family was all set to move to Mississippi, a telegram comes in among so many others, but this was not from someone wishing the family well. This one would change the whole course of the show. Fans glued to the TV were shocked as Florida read, all excited, thinking it was another one of James' passionate Hail Mercies addressed specifically to her. But what she read was no love note from her husband. Oh no. This is to inform you that Mr. James Evans Sr. has been killed in a car accident. Her expression shifted. I remember a young Michael leaned into her as the camera showed him all frowned with unreleased pain. Cut in a scene. A commercial aired because by then all of Black America needed a break. The show resumes, opening scene. They're returning home after the funeral. Friends are stopping in to offer their condolences and drop off a ham. Seems like everybody thought to bring a ham. The Evans kids, JJ, Thelma, and Michael, are still reeling from the funeral. Each of them had cried and showed some real emotions, but they were worried about Mom. Florida was laughing it up with some of James' old work buddies, as though it was just a casual get-together with friends and not a funeral reception. And the kids just couldn't understand. And the kids, They just couldn't understand their mother in that moment. How could she be laughing? Dad is dead and she's in there laughing. They tried confronting her, even offering to clean up now that the people had been there and gone. She refused their help and sent them out of the room, confused. Now here comes the scene I'd been waiting for, something that will break forth her emotions. Florida in the kitchen, cleaning up after the reception, spots a big punch bowl on top of the refrigerator. Without thinking, she grabbed it and threw it to the floor. Trembling with emotions, overshadowed by grief, she opens her mouth and uses what some would consider profanity. She opens her mouth and uses what would be considered profanity. Three times, she offered the only word the pain would let her muster. She threw the punch bowl to the floor as hard as she could, and she yelled the D word. That's right, she yelled the D word. But because this ministry is a Holy Spirit-filled, cuss-free zone, let's just say she said, Tam. And in that moment, JJ, Thelma, and Michael came running out the room. They grabbed her, and she grabbed them. It was a breakthrough moment that would carry them through the season. We all need a moment like that, a real moment, where the chains are broken off our emotions, and we are allowed to feel whatever we feel without judgment. He broke the chains, tonight's message. Now in tonight's foundational text, we see a man vexed with an evil spirit. Yet he had somehow managed to break himself free of the chains. He broke the chains and had smashed the leg irons. So physically, he was okay. He was strong. Physically, Florida Evans was okay, but inwardly, emotionally, she was not. Despite how strong she appeared to be on the outside, she broke down in the end. Inwardly, emotionally, the man in tonight's text was not okay, despite how he looked physically. He had done as much as he could for himself physically, but it wasn't enough to get the complete deliverance he needed. He had done much as he could physically, but it wasn't enough to get the complete deliverance he needed, and he knew it. He knew that evil spirit in him was not playing around. He knew he needed Jesus, so he wasted no time approaching Jesus the minute he got out the boat. You can tell by his actions running to the boat the minute he saw Jesus. You can tell that deep down, this troubled man really wanted some help. You can tell by his actions the way he ran to the boat the minute he saw Jesus. You can tell that deep down, this troubled man really wanted some help. What's that old saying? How does that old saying go? Actions speak louder than words. That's so true, because while his actions said he needed and wanted help, his words spoke a whole different story. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul said, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Romans 7, verse 19, NIV. "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Somebody, you can relate, because lately you've been talking and acting all over the place. Unable to stabilize your emotions. As a matter of fact, You haven't been yourself for a long time now. It's like some evil spirit unbeknownst to you has taken over your body. It's like some evil spirit unbeknownst to you has taken over your body, just like the man in tonight's foundational text. And you're doing things, destructive things, things you never would have thought to do otherwise. Your kids are having to witness you act out in extreme measures, and they're worried. One minute you're laughing and joking, and in the next you're defensive, not wanting to face the truth. The truth is you're fighting being single again. You're fighting being down to one income again. You're fighting the reality of being both mother and father to your children. You're fighting being kicked down once again. Just like Florida Evans, this was now your fight. You see, while the character was fictional, there was nothing fictional about what Florida Evans would go through in her emotions, in her finances, in her physical body, now that she was single again after so many years. Somebody listening, you can relate because you're single again after so many years. There was nothing fictional about what Florida Evans would go through now that she was single again after so many years, a single mother of three, etc., and still stuck in the projects. Somebody, you're fighting the rent that needs to be paid. You're fighting the rent that needs to be paid and the bills that he made, etc. You're fighting the needs of your children. One needs this and another needs that. Not to mention the things you yourself need. You're fighting. You're fighting. You're fighting you. How you feel about you. And what has happened to you that led up to this moment you're in right now. I call it a moment because in a moment, in a second, in a twinkling of the eye, that's how fast deliverance, that's how fast breakthrough would come for some of you. That's how fast deliverance, that's how fast breakthrough would come for some of you. It's going to come in a moment, in a second, in a twinkling of the eye. That's how fast it's going to come, and you will witness the chains breaking off your emotions, breaking off your physical body. Let's go deeper into tonight's text, picking it up at verse 5, reading all the way to verse 13. That's Mark chapter 5, verse 5 to 13, verses 5 to 13, CEV. The Bible says, night and day, this man was in the graveyard or in the hills, yelling and cutting himself with stones. I know many of you feel like you're in a graveyard. That's why you're tuning in. Many of you feel like you're in a graveyard. That's why you're tuning in. But the love, life will not bury you. Hear me. But the love, life will not bury you. Issues and circumstances will not bury you. Just like that evil spirit in him had this troubled man yelling out in an emotional uproar and cutting himself, you too have been in a rage, in an emotional uproar, getting loud and expressing yourself in toxic ways. You've been getting loud and expressing yourself in toxic ways, ways that are so unlike you. Yes, life is hard right now, different right now than for what you've ever known. But you must force yourself to remember the same God that parted the Red Sea and separated the children of Israel from their enemies. I said the same God that parted the Red Sea and separated the children of Israel from their enemies. He is the same God that will pull you out. He is the same God that will pull you out and separate you from your enemies, from the enemies you're facing. Exodus 14. Anything that opposes opposes or gets in the way of God's plan for your life is an enemy. Anything that opposes or gets in the way of God's plan for your life is an enemy. Toxic emotions, toxic behavior. God says, bills you can't pay, being stuck in the projects, all those things are an enemy designed to break you down. Anything that opposes or gets in the way of God's plan for your life is an enemy. Toxic emotions, toxic behavior. God says, bills you can't pay, being stuck in the projects, all these things are an enemy designed to break you down. You may have to cry your way into breakthrough. You may have to cry your way into breakthrough, but God says, I have come to bring you through. I have come that you shall have life in abundance. I have come that you shall have life in abundance. John 10:10, Jeremiah 29:11. Somebody receive that. Now back to the text, verses 6-13. When the man saw Jesus in the distance, he ran up to him and knelt down. He shouted, Jesus, Son of God in heaven, what do you want with me? Promise me in God's name that you won't torture me. Wait a minute, hold up, pause right there. But love, do you see the kind of crazy stuff an evil spirit will make you ask? The kind of crazy stuff the devil will make you ask? And have a nerve to ask for it in God's name. Do you see the kind of crazy stuff an evil spirit will make you ask, the kind of crazy stuff the devil will make you ask, and have a nerve to ask for it in God's name? Just in case you miss it, he said, promise me in God's name that you won't torture me. He had the nerve to ask Jesus not to torture him and put it in God's name. Verse 8, the man said this because Jesus had already told the evil spirit to come out of him. Somebody, come out because you're coming out. Somebody, come out because you're coming out. Amen. Verse 9, Jesus asked, what's your name? The man answered, my name is Lot. Some translations say legions, but this translation, the contemporary English version, it says Lot. The man answered, my name is Lot, because I have lots of evil spirits. He then begged. Notice the text says he begged. That's important. Notice the text says he begged Jesus not to send them away. It's weird how we as a people in general can get so used to something and not want to let it go. It's weird how we as people in general can get so used to something and not want to let it go. Even though it's evil, it's toxic, it's dysfunctional. God says, somebody under the sound of my voice, you actually like living paycheck to paycheck. Somebody under the sound of my voice, God says, you actually like living paycheck to paycheck. Your system has gotten so used to it. Your system has gotten so used to it. It's like you're immune to it. You don't realize just how close to poverty you really are. Your system, your mind, your emotions, everything in you has been tricked into believing that just because you had enough to make a way last month, pay your bills this month, that these are indeed good times. I hate that theme song. And when I say hate, I mean I hate. I hate that theme song to the show, Good Times. Because if you really listen and think about it, and you know I like to make you think on Prolific Fire, if you really listen to that theme song, and think about it, there's nothing good about what it's saying. There's nothing good about what it's saying. Temporary layoffs, good times. Hello, hello. Since when was a temporary layoff good times? And every time you call this a good time, you're going against the will of God for your life. I know you may be playfully singing and not thinking about it and just singing along, but every time you call this a good time, you're going against the will of God for your life. Right now, somebody might be saying, but I don't know the will of God for my life. I'm going to answer the question for you. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 from the CEV. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 from the CEV. I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. You will turn back to me and ask for help, and I will answer your prayers. You will worship me with all your heart, and I will be with you. That's the will of God for your life. Beloved, that's the will of God for your life. And know that he is big enough to achieve it. He's big enough to achieve just what he said by any means necessary. God told me to tell you, he's big enough to achieve it by any means necessary. Continuing with the text, verse 11. Over on the hillside, a large herd of pigs were feeding. So the evil spirits begged Jesus, send us into those pigs. Let us go into them. Jesus let them go, and they went out of the man and into the pigs. The evil spirits went out of the man, which means he finally got the deliverance, his actions said he wanted. Though his words coming out of his mouth ignorantly spoke otherwise, still Jesus delivered him. I find it interesting how the man wanted the evil spirits to stay. Remember earlier in the text, he begged Jesus to let the spirit stay. The man did. But now, here in this portion of the scripture, the evil spirits themselves, they wanted to go. I find it interesting how the man wanted the evil spirits to stay, but the evil spirits themselves, they wanted to go. And Jesus let them go. Beloved, that living paycheck to paycheck, that poverty mentality wants to go. Beloved, that living paycheck to paycheck, that poverty mentality wants to go. That toxic, dysfunctional situation wants to go. Stop holding on to it just because you're used to it and nobody in your family has ever had any more than that. Let it go. Jesus wants you to let it go. Flora Evans had more than enough reason to finally let her real emotions show. She had three kids around her that needed her, that would now look to her as the head of the household. She had three kids around her that would now look to her as the head of the household. They needed her. And you have, whoever you are, and you have more than enough reasons to let the chains break and fall to the ground in your life. You have children depending on you. You are depending on you. So first, cry, yell, like the troubled man in tonight's foundational text. But don't cut yourself. Don't get me wrong. No. Yell like he did, but please don't cut yourself the way that he did. Throw a punch bowl like Florida Evans did if you have to. Throw a punch bowl to the floor and release your anger, your hurt, and grief in and at the situation. But please, whatever you do, don't stay the same, thinking it's okay to fake it till you make it. It's not okay to fake it till you make it. Please don't stay the same, thinking it's okay to fake it till you make it. There was a lot wrong in tonight's foundational text. I'm not denying that. There was a lot wrong in tonight's foundational text. But the one thing that troubled man did right was this. While he was living with the side effects of having an evil spirit in him, this is the one thing he did right. He yelled. He called attention to the situation. He called attention to his situation. He didn't try to fake it. until he made it. He didn't try to fake it until he made it. Everything they tried to put on him, he broke. Everything they tried to put on him, he broke. The text says, he broke the chains and smashed the leg irons. They tried to put on him. The text says, he broke the chains and smashed the leg irons. They tried to put on him. He broke the chains. Stop letting people, letting society put stuff on you, put stereotypes on you, and you just accept it and try to fake it like it's okay because you're used to it. Stop letting people, letting society put stuff on you, put stereotypes on you, and you just accept it and try to fake it like it's okay because you're used to it. Show some real emotions. It's time, beloved, to show some real emotions, how you really feel. Do it in here. Do it and get delivered. Do it and heal. Do it and get delivered. Do it and experience breakthrough. Let's seal this prophetic word in prayer. Father God, uproot every spirit that's trying to grab a hold of the minds and hearts of these your people. Bring forth breakthrough and deliverance for that one that's trying to fake it till they make it and are weighed down by so many stereotypes. Look on moms, the grieving widows, forced into a new season of singleness. Those who are back down to one income and feeling stuck, bless them emotionally and financially, Father. Send a financial breakthrough to somebody's house, Father. If that's you, you better receive that. Send a financial breakthrough to somebody's house, Father. Comfort those who feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders as they try to be everything to everybody. Comfort those who feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders as they try to be everything to everybody. Unlock hidden emotions as somebody doesn't feel like themselves and haven't been themselves for a long time. Get to the source of what's causing them to disconnect, to not feel or react like themselves. Break the chains off their emotions. I said break the chains off their emotions, Father. Grant them space and grace to grieve, to yell, to scream, throw some stuff, to speak truthfully from their heart, knowing that you're there, God, not to judge, but to heal and deliver their brokenness as you are close to the brokenhearted and to those who are crushed in spirit. As it says in Psalm 34, chains be broken, chains of evil, chains of self-manipulation, chains of evil, chains of self-mutilation, chains of poverty, chains of ignorance, chains of grief, stress, and depression, chains, physical chains, emotional chains. Chains be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. So be it. Somebody declare it. So be it. Father God, touch every person under the sound of my voice that's not saved, which simply means you're not in right standing with God. Touch everybody under the sound of my voice that's not saved, that's not in right standing with you, Father. Touch their heart and mind so that they will come to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Right in the midst of their sin. Let repentance, let change come about in them. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation is free. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text me directly at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690, or email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone right now via Blog Talk Radio, and you have a specific prayer need, press 1 on your phone. That's right. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. And that'll let me know that you're there and that you need prayer. Press 1 on your phone,
and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. Get your prayer request in your head, and I will be right with you in just a few minutes after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. Or using the Cash App. It's a money symbol and prolific fire. The money symbol and prolific fire. The P in prolific is capital. The F in fire is capital, written all together. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can DM me on either one of those. Also, if you need to reach out, that's fine. Also, go to ProlificFire.com. That's the ministry's new website, ProlificFire.com, and check out the many features on the website. But especially, I want you to check out this one particular spot on the website that's dear to my heart. But especially, learn about becoming a World Vision sponsor to a child in need. Learn about becoming a World Vision sponsor to a child in need. If you have a heart for children, especially those in need, like I do, go to the website and learn more. I have been a sponsor for over 20 years, and currently I sponsor 6 beautiful children. So I'm not asking you to think about doing something that I am not currently doing myself. I would never do that. I would never ask you to do something that I myself am not doing or not willing to do. So I'm currently sponsoring 6. I'm not asking you to sponsor 6. Just think about sponsoring 1. Just think about sponsoring 1. As a matter of fact, if you go to the website, prolificfire.com, you will see the 6 pieces of my heart, my 6 sponsored children. With that being said, remember to join us on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. That's right, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige for prayer and encouragement this Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific by calling the number that many of you call tonight, which is 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. If you don't get your prayer request in tonight for whatever reason, your second opportunity will be Friday night. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. So call in. The number and everything will be posted on all my social media platforms. Then join us back here on Prolific Fire, same nighttime and place, for another powerful word from the Lord. To God be the glory. And before we officially close out for tonight, let me ask one more time, is there anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio in need of prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone right now, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. Going once, going twice, going 3 times. As I always say, there's always, always room for prayer. So maybe you weren't ready tonight. Maybe you'll be ready Friday night. If that's the case, we will see you then. Everybody, have a blessed night. I'm out. If you're still on the phone lines, I'm having trouble hanging up. So just hang your phone up and have a blessed night.